If you'd like to support us, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. So the next thing we're going to talk about is effective and proper spiritual warfare. Not some waffly, charismatic, whatever crazy stuff. We're going to talk about biblical functional warfare that actually works. You know, we've seen it all. I've seen people getting in airplanes and flying up into the as high as they can, 30,000 feet, and they start warfaring. They hire planes and they get a whole lot of prophets and they go up there and they start prophesying and they start declaring over all darkness because they're in the powers of the air, and that's just stupid. And the people, they go up mountains now and they start warfaring from mountains because it's the high place. Well, that's true. The mountains are the high place. And Jesus, when he prayed, he went up into the mountains. But you need to have understanding and context. Usually in the Old Testament, you'll find that, Abraham, he bought some land in the high places where other demon gods were being worshipped, and he transformed that. He understood about the high places. So there are different situations. There's a geographical portal that you can use. That's a geographical portal. And we have them all over the world. Then you have a time portal, which operates through the seasons and the meeting times of Israel's holy days, when God was supposed to meet with them. There was a blessing. The presence of God was there. God was going to meet with his people. That was a window of time. So there's geographical and a window of time. Now, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are the tabernacle of God. Wherever we go and whatever time we lift our hands up, we can pull down heaven. We can open up a heaven, we can open up where angels ascend and descend on us. We can open up an open heaven over us. And it doesn't have to be on time or geographical. You can go anywhere at any time and you can lift your hands up and you can open up a heaven for your prayer and worship. I don't go up into hills and start declaring things for that purpose. If God tells me to go up a hill, I'll go up there. But Jesus said to the woman at the well, "Neither will you guys worship in the mountains or in Jerusalem, but the true worshippers shall worship God in spirit and in truth." So it's non-geographical. You don't have to go to Jerusalem to be a true worshipper. You don't have to go to a high mountain to be a true worshipper. All you have to be is filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized. So you're a new creation. But, you know, these people have got all sorts of crazy stuff going and all sorts of theatrics. You know, these people don't know anything about spiritual warfare. The Bible says, taking the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, or taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, right, and praying always with all prayer and supplication. That's all different prayer and supplication for the saints in the Holy Ghost. That's English and praying in tongues, being directed by the Holy Spirit, not because you saw a CD on how to worship, or you saw a video on how to worship, or you saw a testimony of how people went into a city, they prayed, and then everything happened. And then you go and make your own different type of how to clean out darkness. The only effective way you're ever going to do it is not to mimic other people, but to be led by the Holy Spirit. To ask the Holy Spirit, how do you want this done? You know, there's a spirit walking. You can walk around and pray as you're walking around the streets. That's effective. There's praying and covering the house or the town in the blood of Jesus. That's effective. But they all have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because if you're not led by the Holy Spirit, your prayers are not being directed by the Holy Spirit. How will God follow up on that stuff? You need to be in unison with God. You need to work closely with his direction. So people who see their spirit walking and they pray and they call it spiritual mapping or whatever you want to call it, they go, right, everybody needs to do spiritual mapping. No, you only need to do spiritual mapping if God tells you. You know, maybe you need to clean out the demons out of a house. You can't just go in there and do it. You need to know what to do. You need to go to the Holy Spirit. How did this happen? What was the offenses? And then you cover it in the blood of Jesus and the power turns up and everything gets fixed up. Everybody wants to cookie cut what successful people have done. Don't cookie cut. This is how you do successful warfare, is you biblically pray in tongues and God gives you the directions and you warfare over those things. When you're praying over an individual who's demon possessed, you pray, you seek God, his direction, and then you do what God asks you to do. But first, you have to be switched on. You can't mingle your own personal theology and ideas and man-taught ideas and cookie-cutting ideas with God. It has to be, everything has to be fresh with the Holy Spirit. That's how I work. I've done spiritual mapping. I've done declarations. I've done all this stuff. But you know, I've only done it when the Holy Spirit tells me to do it. That's the difference. And I get results. Do you know, I didn't know anything about spiritual mapping. The Holy Spirit told me to walk around this church a couple of times. And I didn't know anything about, doing things. The Holy Spirit told me to do it. And then later on I figured out, oh, that's what that was. Because I was led by the Holy Spirit. You need to be led by the Spirit of God. You need to be led into all things. The Bible says, and they went everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, and he confirmed the word with the signs following. So what do? You partner with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, knowing about spiritual mapping and knowing about declarations and banners and declaring with banners and all these things. Well, they're all true, but how about you do it according to what God wants you to do? You know, it's no good if a church got on fire because they got all their banners and they started doing banners, or somebody got healed from demons because they forgave all the stuff. You know, forgiveness is a big thing. Unforgiveness is a big thing. But, you know, you've got to remember, not all roots are from unforgiveness. Some are from pride. Some are from all different roots, and you have to go after that root. You can't get everybody to just, repent for unforgiveness when there's no unforgiveness. There's only a root of spiritual pride, or maybe there's a different type of root that's come into that person that's caused them to fall, be infested with demons, infested all their lives with demons because they came into a certain agreement. Maybe they're playing around for Ouija boards. That's got nothing to do with unforgiveness. It's because they messed around with Ouija boards. You know, all these different roots. And people just, sometimes they just play lucky dip. Oh, we'll just pray about this. Unforgiveness. No healing. Okay, we'll just pray about this. Ouija boards. And didn't work. Okay, I will pray about this. Spiritual idolatry. Didn't work. Fornication. Just spend your time seeking God and get full of Him. Hear Him as opposed to hearing demons. And then He will give you the plan for every battle, every situation. He will tell you what to do. He might tell you to go up on a mountain. He might tell you to go to a certain place. He might tell you to speak this thing at this place. Whatever. It all happens. It's all different. You know, I don't do everything the same all the time. But I do a lot of things the same. Because they all seem to come, a lot of them come from the same things, but they're not always the same. And that might sound really weird. But, there's just a lot of situations, but the same remedies. And the thing the Bible says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And if you understand what that really means, then you'll be able to apply it. The Bible says that we overcome darkness. We fight not against flesh and blood, not natural things, but powers of the air. We understand that we can come against them with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That is the central theme. Okay, so it doesn't say go and do spiritual mapping. It doesn't say get up in an aeroplane or climb up a mountain. It says taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints. That's the baseline. So if you do that, firstly, if that's the first thing you do, you're probably going to move to the next level. God's going to give you stuff. And we might be, let's go up the mountain. Oh, we did that last time. Well, we'll go up the mountain again, right? And or let's do spiritual mapping. Oh, we did that the third time back. We'll do it again. But we're being led by the Holy Spirit and not by cookie cutting. That is the most useless form of spiritual warfare. You know, loading a cannon up and firing it north when the enemy is east isn't going to win you the battle. God will direct your prayers and he will turn your prayers into victory, providing you listen to him and you listen intently to him. And you're not caught up with theatrics and other people's ideas and versions. I had one sister say to me after we kicked all these demons out of these people, we need to go home, sit down, and we need to debrief, spiritually debrief. I said, well, we don't need to do that. She said, no, we need to walk and we need to talk about these things so we don't carry them in our heart. I said, oh, man. What book did you read that one from? Now, there's times when you might have to debrief. You know, I went to a place, we prayed for people and nothing happened. Went home and said, what happened, Lord? We used to walking in power. And he said, you didn't do as I told you. You know, when I walked in the place, there was these other people who weren't in the Lord. And I could tell that they were walking in like, they were like the shadow people. There were family members that came to this guy's place and they just, they've come from another town. They were there for a couple of days and they put a big fat dampener on the spiritual atmosphere there. And I didn't listen to God. I thought I could punch through it. And he said to me, you should have dealt with the unbelief in that place. I told you, but you didn't listen to me. So I had to go home and ask him, what happened there? Why did it just dud out? He said, you didn't deal with the unbelief. You need to go after the enemy with what I tell you. And, you know, so now when the Lord tells me, look, I can walk amongst a bunch of worldly people and still operate in the power of God and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Because there's people there in the world doesn't mean there's unbelief. You know, because I pray for somebody doesn't always mean it's unbelief. It could be many things. The idea is to ask the Holy Spirit and to get the intel from the Holy Spirit. And then with the most least resistance, most least effort, you'll get victory. That's true spiritual warfare. You know, I went to a place where they said, oh, we do spiritual warfare. I said, oh, that's interesting. I'll come along and have a look. And they're all walking around and declaring things and they're shaking their hands in the air and they're speaking scriptures out and all this stuff. And I'm going, oh, okay. And I asked the person next to me, I said, do you speak in tongues? I said, nah. I said, how can you effectively spiritually warfare against darkness? You're not even filled with the Holy Spirit. I looked at the pastor and I thought, you know, if you're trying to effectively warfare, you should have at least know who you're warfaring with. Instead, it was just come, every Christian come and we'll just join in and we'll just warfare against darkness. And you got all these different people, different levels of spirituality, some not even saved, and some with different theologies, and they're all just trying to mishmash everything together in real time. What a mess. We had women stepping up and saying, I've got a scripture. And they just quote this scripture. And then that didn't mean anything. Another one, I've got a scripture too because she gave a scripture. And this is my turn to look good. And then she quoted a scripture and it didn't mean anything. It was not in context to anything. These are people who just want to step into the limelight and say, look at me. I'm a powerful spirit-filled or spirit-led intercessor. And they intercede for nothing. They're not doing anything. They're not effectively warfaring because they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. I've seen it over and over again. But I've seen a bunch of people to get together and with an innocent and childlike attitude, go to the Lord and say, I don't know anything about this situation. Can you please help us? And the Holy Spirit directs them in prayer, and all of a sudden, kingdom starts breaking into the lives and things start getting done. And they walk around smiling their head off because they just stepped into the kingdom of God. They partnered with God through the Holy Spirit, and victory came. That's good. But to get people to do that is very hard because they're lazy. They want somebody to build a CD or a DVD on how to say the things and what to say so they can just cookie cut it forever and ever. They don't want to go to the Lord. They don't want to do the hard yards. Half of them are still in the ditch, and they need to be getting themselves out the ditch through the Holy Spirit, getting full of God and being led by Him and not by other people. I had one pastor say to me, so you've got tattoos on your arms and you do street ministry. And I said, yes. He said, do you interpret tattoos? I looked at him and I thought in my head, you're an idiot. You don't know anything about spiritual warfare. And I said, no. I can't remember. I said something sarcastic or something. I can't remember. I'm really over these people. I know where he got. I know where he got his information. On a DVD about a guy going around the streets doing interpretations of people's tattoos. And so he thought, oh, that must be a bona fide, that must be a legitimate ministry. That's just so silly. These people, they really make me angry because they go to man, they go to unredeemed man, they go to twisted, crazy, unstable, charismatic groups, and they just take their cues from everything. And some of them think they can just sing songs. If they sing enough songs, heaven will turn up. You know, no, it's about being full of God, being built up in the Spirit. You know, they just don't understand. They sing songs that are inspired by somebody else who got inspired by the Holy Spirit. And they think those songs will inspire them. They're great. But that's not the root of it all. It's to be filled with the Spirit. You know, the Bible says being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. How do you do it? What's the root that you start from that? Being filled with the Spirit, not having a dozen and a half really cool worship songs. Being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, whereas excess. Don't drown your troubles with alcohol or drugs, but walk in the rest, being filled with the Spirit. It's no good drowning your sorrows with alcohol and drugs. You can enter into the rest, into the refreshing, where all the weights of the world will just drop off you in the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That's what you're supposed to do. First off, get filled with the Spirit. Get yourself out the ditch and start praying your way into sanctification, so that when you hear from God, it'll be authentic and it won't be from your soulish ideas or what you've seen on TV or what you've seen in church, but it'll be authentic and it'll be directed by the Holy Spirit. And you won't be doing silly things like flapping your arms and flying around the room thinking this is God. That's really, really sad that these people are so deprived of spiritual understanding that they get sucked in by all this junk. It's very sad. They're being made fools of because they have no one to teach them. Well, this is going to teach you. But you know, unfortunately, people don't want to be taught. They want someone to spoon feed them. They want to stay babies because it's too hard out there in the real world. Because the enemy comes and chomps at you. He bites you. He tears you. He starts causing calamity in your life. And if you don't know how to get out the ditch, you won't want to get in any battle. The idea is to get yourself out the ditch through the Holy Spirit, to get sanctified by the Holy Spirit, and then to be led by the Holy Spirit to minister to other people and situations. That's true spiritual warfare. Taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints. That's it. That's how it is. Inspired, God-inspired prayer. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.